And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brunham Sports Line on KWHI AM 1280 and 101.7. The Brunham Sports Line on KWHI being brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Copkins Distributing, Classic Care Cleaners with good everything you do, and the U.S. Army. Tonight, the Brunham Sports Line with Craig Montana. The sports doc at Pothel is out of pocket once again, still feeling a bit under the weather. He is out, but we'll be discussing a few things around the sports world tonight here on the Brunham Sports Line. Of course, if anything you want to discuss, we're here at 979-836-9937, 836-9937, here on KWHI, the Brunham Sports Line. And, of course, the Brunham Sports Line here on KWHI. Always run around the studio somewhere. You never know exactly where he is, but he makes his presence known at times. Mookie, the Rabbit Badger, the official Sports Line sponsor, each and every Sports Line here on KWHI. And also in the studios with us tonight, helping out and always appreciative of stepping in, Blake with us this evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
There we go. No, hi, Mom. Before I forget, hi, Mom. I forgot last time, and it was bad. So, Brunham Sports Line tonight. Again, if anybody wants to talk about anything, 979-836-9937, 836-9937. Talk about it. And, of course, this week, kind of a big week here because finally, there's some high school football going on here in Brunham this week.
Yeah, 5A and 6A football is back. Yeah. Finally, across the great state of Texas. Not that we haven't had football.
No.
I've had, up to 4A playing, but now we get the big schools, 5A and 6A, going, and hopefully that goes off with without a hitch.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they follow everything that was done by the smaller school, shouldn't be a problem.
You know, kind of tough road to hoe as far as everything goes, because pretty much you kind of jumping right into district play.
Yeah. I mean, I think they get a couple of games.
There's a couple of games, but I mean, it's pretty quick. Brenham taking on Magnolia West. Magnolia West, a former district opponent, of course. The great minds that constitute the UIL decided that in some way Brenham was closer to Austin than Houston.
I you know what? I'm not even going to make that argument. I'm just
but only on football field distance. only on yards.
Yeah,
because you know, and the other sports somehow were closer to Houston.
Yeah,
that's
College Station.
Well, not even close to College Station. Close to Houston.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't know
alignment.
Yeah,
that's whole other thing.
I don't even want to argue about it, man. It is, UIL does what
you
UIL
don't argue
does.
About. It. Just say, Blake, you're right.
Okay, I'm sorry, Blake, you're
these
right.
These guys are knuckleheads.
there we go. So a lot of these big, you know, Brenham, these bigger schools, Bryan College Station, the Houston area, they look around and say, hey, these guys have been playing football for 4 weeks. We're ready to go, and finally, this Friday night, it does happen. The Cubs at home, and that's a good thing too. Open up at home for the season as well.
That is good. You know, of course, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because a lot of workouts tabled. And a big thing that's been happening in Texas for the past 10, 15 years, something like that, 20 years, has been the 7-on-7s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, they didn't have the big 7-on-7 tournament in College Station that they have every year, and that is a unsanctioned deal, or well, it is sanctioned, I guess, but schools get, you know, the teams come together and have their own 7-on-7, and that, for how much spread offense is run through especially your 5A and your 6A classifications, that is a big big way for you to get your if you got a new starting quarterback, things like that, so things like that canceled, pushed back, training, and then of course non-contact
yeah,
training. So it's gonna be interesting. But what we've seen as far as 4A and below is they seem to be going well.
Yeah.
I think the one thing, you know, thank you, Doc. I did 8 coaches shows on Thursday. And really one of the main themes of that is something that does come with lack of practice and lack of preparation time. A lot of turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of penalties.
Yeah, just things like that. Mental error type things.
That, frankly, that I expected to see week one of the NFL. I mean, I expected...
Yeah.
You know, especially that Thursday night game with the Houston and the Chiefs. I expected that one to be riddled with penalties.
It was a fairly clean game.
A really clean game.
Yeah.
A lot of the games that I've watched have been really clean. There have been some mistakes, but not anything that I would say necessarily was lack of preparation.
Yeah. Well, they did get a little time there, but, you know, I guess you wouldn't expect that. They're professional, right? They get paid to do that.
You would expect it, yes. You'd expect a lot of things among professionals.
But it doesn't always happen.
That's right.
So, and speaking of professionals, we're going to jump in here. Big news coming out of the NFL earlier today is a hometown guy, Courtland Sutton, his season comes to an end today.
Yeah, it's been a rough – it's only 2 games deep into the NFL season, and it had already been a rough season. Yeah. Missed first game with a shoulder injury, able to come back from that, and then ACL tear.
Yeah.
But future's still bright. You know, you look at it, you're like, okay, he's going to miss this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you go to wide receivers, if you draft somebody in the first round and you say, okay, in first 2 years of them playing, they're going to be a Pro Bowler once.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, no matter what happens to the other one, you're like, I'll take it. Yeah. So
that's it.
Yeah. You know, the tough thing for Courtland is going to be is because he played so well, he made Emmanuel Sanders very expendable. They brought in 2 other wide receivers who are playing right now and are going to get even more playing time. And that's going to be, you know, how quickly is he able to rehab, shake off the rust, and come back, and is he overtaken by Judy, who was a first round draft pick,
and
widely considered by a lot to be the top college wide receiver, the best wide receiver of the college coming up. I mean, I would say arguably 1A or 1B. So sure. Does he come back into a secondary role, or does Judy not do enough to supplant him as the number one?
I don't think target? So. I think he comes back, and you're just like, have to have him back, and like, we got both these guys now. You know, like, we've got Judy and Sutton.
The big thing is, it's not as big of a deal as it used to be.
Yeah.
ACL,
no.
Not as big of a deal.
You think, 30 years ago, that was career-ending injury.
Yeah.
You know, and now, look, Adrian Peterson, he came back and half the time they thought he was going to come back, and he had a Pro Bowl career season.
Well, and even for Sutton's game, one thing that helps is that his game wasn't one necessarily based on speed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more body angle, body control, possession, jump ball. So if he were to lose a step, which very reasonably could happen,
it can happen. Yeah.
It's not his main game. It's not like something like if Tyreek Hill loses a step.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden, if the coverage is that much closer to him, how dynamic is he?
I don't know. He's awfully short.
That's the thing. He's awfully short. I mean, you know, going over the middle, take a step, and get dinged.
Yeah, that could be rough. But Courtland Sutton... do wish him well in recovery. And, you know, looking at it, you know, at first when they think it happens, he kind of got tangled up on a play, limped a little bit, but he went back in the game and kept playing. So not sure when and where the injury happened for him, but they did confirm today that ACL injury, ACL tear, he'll take a week or two and let the swelling go down and go in for surgery. Probably next, well, actually, probably what, later this week, maybe next week or something like that.
I'll be probably seeing the famed Dr. Andrews.
Hey, if you want to go get something done, that's the guy you go to. You go ligaments and joints.
Do you think Dr. Andrews just sits around on Sunday with an appointment book?
out like
if he did, I mean, this past Sunday, he'd have been busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Saquon Barkley. He'll come see me before. You know, here we go. Oh, it's Cortland Sutton. Yeah.
Marge, what do we got for Saquon? Just sitting in his office watching the NFL Red Zone channel.
And that was the thing. You know, you think about Cortland Sutton, you know, getting injury, but it wasn't just him. It was a laundry list of guys in the NFL get that hurt. Yes, it was a bad day.
It was a bad day. And, well, to make matters worse, so in San Francisco, their MRI truck broke down.
Yeah.
So they couldn't even get their MRIs on their top guys done. So they're just a couple of days behind on surgery. Because a lot of those, they do go. I mean, it's shocking. You say, yeah, well, we got the stuff today. He's got a ACL tear, and he's got an appointment tomorrow morning. You're just like, okay. Must be nice.
Was right here. Ready
Must
to go.
Be nice. I mean, gosh, I can't, you know. I can't get a doctor's appointment. They're like, I'm sick. They're like, well, I don't know. We'll see you next week. Like, that's...
Yeah.
You're not being paid. You try telling that to my boss.
You're not being paid $1 million to go do things if people have that stuff. So, but the Niners, man, that was rough for them. They lost the starting quarterback, starting running back, starting defensive end, starting linebacker.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah. So, yeah, they lost two defensive guys, and... Not sure how the injuries are. I think Mostert's probably a week or two. Garoppolo could be a little bit longer. I didn't see anything on Bosa and Solomon, how bad their injuries are going to be.
Bosa and Solomon, I believe, are both ACLs.
Or they had both done. Oh, that's half your defensive.
Well, and their defensive line was already in a bad position. They've lost so far four defensive linemen in the first 2 weeks.
Mm.
And so, you know, when you look at it, that's on a rotational standard. That's half your rotation.
Wow. Sorry, Niners fans. It's going to be a rough season coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I mean, you look at, you know, there are players out there. You ain't going to find them on your team.
You're not going to replace the defensive rookie of the year from the last year out there on the free agent wire.
No, but you can do some stuff. There's still some guys. There's a guy who I thought the Cowboys, I still think after watching 2 weeks of Cowboys football that they should go after. And, you know, if you got a nickname like Snacks, it just says you can stop the run.
Snacks Harrison.
Says you're big guy.
Yeah.
So Snacks Harrison's still a guy out there. You know, big old one technique. You could still.
Dontario Poe is not doing what he was supposed to be doing. So maybe
I've never seen a fat guy get moved around like that. I mean, that must be show fat.
I don't know, Dontario Poe. I know he's
water weight.
Yeah, he's a little bit older. You know, not like he was when he was with the Chiefs, but
he's not that much older. I mean, yeah, fat's still fat. It still shouldn't be easy to move around 370 pounds and. And man,
got blown off the line again.
He is getting moved around. I mean, that's what you want in a one technique or a nose tackle. And if you don't got that, you know,
you don't
got much.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're not filling gaps and eating up blockers. What are you doing?
Yeah. Of course, it's not like, you know, it's not like the Cowboys linebackers are doing any favors without being unblocked. I mean, you still got to take an angle.
Yeah. Well, God, don't even get started on that.
But yeah, it was a rough one around the NFL for injuries, to say the least. Stars.
That was a thing, the big names, Barkley, McCaffrey going down, and then there's Sutton and somebody else.
You know, David Montgomery came and missed half the game with that was another young running back in there. Yeah, we'll see if Ruggs plays tonight. Of course, that wasn't from this week, but still, it's a notable wide receiver injury.
Yeah, it was a rough one. So we'll see. And course, coming up tonight, mentioned Monday Night Football tonight, the Saints at the brand new, what is it called? I want to forget the name of the
Reliant
stadium.
It's a Reliant Stadium.
Is it Reliant Stadium? I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Vegas Stadium in Las Vegas. The glitz and the glam.
Reliant, I think it is. A Reliant or Allegiant or something.
Maybe Allegiant sounds right. Okay. Allegiant sounds right, yeah. Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. So they're working on. They got hockey Allegiant in Vegas. Stadium. They got hockey in Vegas. Now they got football in Vegas. Man, they
need to get basketball. You know, so for so long they were like, well, you know, they're just going to be able to the gambling and the things. And I'm like, dude, you're not going to be able to get a guy shaving points just because he's in Vegas. Like, I'm sorry, the guys that convince you to shave points, they're banned from Vegas. Yeah. Those guys got to live other places.
That's Vinny up in Jersey up there. That's what that guy's doing.
Yeah. So, but I'll tell you what, they have stolen the nickname. They have stolen because I only refer to it as this. The stadium in Arlington, AT&T Stadium, it's either Jerry's World or the Death Star.
Okay. Yeah.
And Allegiant Stadium, man, everyone's referring to it as the Death Star.
Really?
And, you know, Jerry doesn't like the Death Star anymore.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
But they're taking it. They're liking it.
Well, I mean, it's a black hole. I mean, it runs right with the Raider kind of persona.
It really does. I can't believe that nobody's calling it the black hole because it looks like that was the inspiration of it. But it is a beautiful... Look, it's sharp looking.
Really?
It's sharp looking. I don't know if it's just that sleek black, but I think it looks so much cooler than the SoFi Stadium.
No, we'll see coming up tonight. We got to take a break here. We're coming up at the top of the hour here. This is the Brenham Sportsline here on KWHI AM FM 101.7. We'll come back after this on KWHI, the local news and ABC News coming up next on KWHI.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Michelob Ultra distributor.
Respect. It's much more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's a core value. One that is not granted by position or title. One that is hard to attain. Earn through the choices you make and the actions you take. Earn through service to others, to your community, and to your nation. In the U.S. Army, you earn the kind of respect that makes others want to stand with you. The kind of respect that makes a difference. You may also earn up to $40,000 in bonuses and incentives if you qualify. To find out more, stop by the U.S. Army Recruiting Office in College Station or Bruna, or learn more at GoArmy.com.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
It's Brenham Cubs season opener football this Friday night on KWHI. After a delayed start to the 2020 season, the Brenham Cubs finally get the season underway as they host Magnolia West at Cubs Stadium. Friday night on KWHI. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame this Friday night with the Sports Doc Ed Pothel and Tommy Lange. Don't miss the season opener of Brenham Cub football. And all season long right here on KWHI AM, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Not even 3 days after her death, the political fighting over Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat is in full swing. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote this year to confirm President Trump's nominee.
Some of the same individuals who tried every conceivable dirty trick to obstruct Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh are lining up to proclaim the third time will be the charm.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a craven move that flips the Republicans' own logic on its head.
The Senate Republican majority should have no problem adhering to Justice Ginsburg's dying wish. Leader McConnell held a Supreme Court vacancy open for nearly a year in order to, quote, give the people a voice.
Justice Ginsburg's family reportedly said her dying wish was that she not be replaced until the next president is elected.
The president saying he already spoke with some possible justice nominees and could meet with one appeals court judge, Barbara Lagoa.
She has a lot of support. I don't know her, but I hear she's outstanding. And she's one of the people we're looking at.
Judge Amy Comey Barrett, another woman at the top of the president's possible picks. He says he may make the announcement Friday or Saturday. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Justice Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court this Wednesday and Thursday. A federal judge has ruled that absentee ballots in Wisconsin can be counted up to 6 days after the November 3rd election, as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. Stocks taking a tumble on Wall Street. Chief market strategist with National Securities, Art Hogan, says the fight over another COVID stimulus deal is part of the issue.
Typical Washington gridlock has been frustrating for markets that had anticipated another $1.5 billion in support for the unemployed and small and medium businesses.
This is ABC News.
Polls have Joe Biden ahead of President Trump, but did a poll ever ask your opinion? Now Newsmax TV is asking Americans to vote in their national poll. Vote instantly for Trump or Biden. Just text the word FISH to 39747 and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Text FISH to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. Check your guide, plus Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Samsung, and more. So vote now for Trump or Biden. Text FISH to 39747.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had some joint pain, but I don't have it anymore because when I started taking Balance of Nature over a year ago, within, I would say, 2 or 3 months, I was pain-free. It was amazing. I feel tons better, and I love it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
Britain's top medical officers have raised the nation's official COVID-19 alert level, meaning the virus is in general circulation and transmission is high. A star of Netflix's Cheer will remain in federal custody on child pornography charges.
A U.S. magistrate judge in Chicago Monday ordering 21-year-old Jerry Harris remain in custody pending a renewed request for a detention hearing. Harris's lawyer wants his release, but says they're still searching for a suitable residence and a third-party custodian if he is granted release. Monday's hearing was short. Harris appeared via telephone, only telling the judge he could hear him and good morning. He faces one count of production of child pornography. If convicted, that charge carries a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Residents in Juneau, Alaska are seeing a higher than normal number of young bears searching for food in the city's garbage. State wildlife officials blame a poor berry crop and lackluster salmon runs. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Joshua Bloschke with another KWHI local news update. After successfully testing the program over the summer, the Visit Burnham Washington County Destination Marketing Organization has announced the launch of a customized hospitality and customer service training program. Visitor Journey A2D is an enhanced hospitality-focused and blended learning program that strives to help everyone in the DMO create a positive visitor experience from arrival to departure, or A2D. City of Burnham Tourism and Marketing Director Jennifer Eckerman said nearly every business in Washington County is affected in some way by local tourism spending and said this training can help everyone in Burnham and Washington County create a positive visitor-customer experience. A Burnham man faces an assault charge after his arrest early Saturday morning. Just after 2 o'clock, Burnham police were called out to a reported assault in the 400 block of South Market Street near downtown Burnham. 24-year-old Brandon Michael Reeves was taken into custody for assault causing bodily injury to a family member. Once in custody, Reeves reportedly became violent and caused damage to Corporal Jose Perez's patrol vehicle, which resulted in an additional charge of criminal mischief between $2,500 and $30,000. And royalty was crowned Sunday night at the Burleson County Fairgrounds with the announcement of the 2020 Burleson County Fair Queen. Kylie Hrushka was named Fair Queen, as well as first place in High Point ticket sales. Also announced Sunday night was the winner of the fair's Little Miss contest. Brooklyn Hafernick was named Little Miss out of 21 contestants. Youth projects began arriving at the fairgrounds Monday, ahead of the first round of livestock judging, which begins on Tuesday. Livestock activities continue throughout the week. Friendly Country forecast calling for a 50% chance of rain and a high of 73 degrees in the afternoon. Low of 68 degrees overnight with a 90% chance of showers and some higher wind gusts possible. Then Tuesday got a high of 74 degrees and a 90% chance of rain. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
Welcome back, 606 KWHI AM, K269GU FM in Brenham, the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Craig Montana being joined by Blake in studio today. And again, something you want to talk about, you know, we can talk about whatever, 979-836-9937, 836-9937. Open it up to you this evening. Talk about some things that are happening, you know, they're coming into the tail end of the regular season of baseball, this weekend, right? In the baseball season?
Yes, that's true. And also, hey, man, you know, whether you're from North Texas or South Texas, I mean, it might as well be called the Texas Stars because there's only one hockey team.
Yeah.
In the great state of Texas. And that's the Dallas Stars, who are up one game to none in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I knew that. I knew that. I don't know anything about hockey, but I knew the Stars were winning.
So that's right. Finals. I mean, got a hockey going on.
And it's been what almost 30 years since the Stars won a championship. Was it what, late '90s?
Late '90s. That's about 20 years.
20 years. Okay. Was that the math? I don't know. Whatever.
20 years. I remember. You know, as kids, you know, it's kind of, you know, as you start to get older in that 17, 18, you know. You know, you don't can't tell me nothing, Dad. I just remember, you know, one of my great childhood memories. Me and my dad just didn't have a close relationship, and I was getting into a lot of trouble, and God, I'm, you know, the only time I'd leave the house is in the middle of the night, and I wasn't allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah,
but my dad, it was Game 7 of the Stars.
Wow.
And we went, and he took me out. He took me, I was 17 years old. He took me to this little bar in a bowling alley, but, you know, a bar nonetheless. And, you know, got us a pitcher of beer, and we drank beer and watched the Dallas Stars win the. And he didn't know anything about hockey, didn't care anything about hockey or anything like that, but it was just, you know, a momentous occasion. And it's one of my most cherished memories right there is me and him drinking beer in a bowling alley watching the Dallas Stars win a championship.
Oh, there you go. Championships. Game 7s are pretty cool, too. I don't care what sport it is. Game 7s are cool. We got a phone call here this evening. Good evening in the Brenham Sports Line tonight.
Well, speaking of hockey, that ought to make the doc happy.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we do our best to cover all the bases for everybody.
I know, but you know, it's a Texas team, and then that'll warm his heart.
He's just happy that hockey came back.
Yeah.
I don't think there's only a couple of teams he hates. He would watch any team. He takes hockey over just about any sport.
Yeah, it is weird being from around here how his devotion to hockey.
it is bizarre to us.
Blake Lump, I'm really glad you're there today because he has somebody to talk to.
Well, okay. I felt bad. You know, I didn't know that he was all alone. Last I was just down the hall, and I thought he was video chatting the volleyball team. Come to find out, you had to listen to 30 minutes of Craig pontificating.
Hey, man, that's what happens sometimes. I ask for phone calls.
Yeah. Craig, you did so bad talking to yourself. Nobody else wanted to talk to you.
Well,
that says something, man.
That's all right. So, anyway.
Yeah, if I was video chatting, y'all, you'd love this audience.
Oh, I heard it in the background. They must be a happy crowd back there.
Yeah, they are. They're thinking I have cubes. But they didn't want to hear me talk about Kevin Harvick just stealing Bristol when somebody else really needed to win that. But, you know. Mr. Bush wasn't too happy about the loss or the second place win, whatever you want to call it.
Now, I'll ask you a question, okay, because I don't know the answer to this. Where are we with fans back for those events?
They're letting them in. Some places will and some places won't. I think it depends on the state, because like yesterday, they looked like they had, I don't know, three quarters of the place was empty. You know, and some sides were full, but And you looked up there, 50% to me looked like that was the game plan because they were all over the place. But this is playoff time.
But nobody in the infield, though, right? Everybody's got to be in the stands?
No, infield. It was all out in the stands, yeah.
Oh, that's a big thing. That is right, that I'd heard that even as they did let him back in, there was going to be no infield. And doesn't that take all the fun away from it?
It is, if you can get in the infield, a lot of fun out of it, but, you know.
Well, it's a tailgating event, too. I mean, so from what I hear about the racing is it's not just the racing. It's all that goes into the whole weekend affair.
It's a show. It's a time.
It is a potty, and especially if you can get in there and walk around and, like, lean over and, like, look in the hoods of those things when they're working on them. It's really a fun thing to do if you're into that. If you're not into that, it's not so fun.
Hold on a minute. So if you're on the infield, you can just walk around and look at the cars as they're working on right there?
You can go right in the garage if you got a hot pass in Texas.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's actually kind of cool.
Oh, no, yeah, because that's how all the people they stay there.
Yeah.
That's where they, you know, those RVs that are on the infield, those people sleep out there.
Okay. All right. I guess so.
So, I mean, you know.
There's a little difference to the infield and hot passes. Hot passes, you actually go in the garage area where the cars are. Infield, you can sleep in field, you can walk in field, you can stay in field and drink, and they got restaurants and stuff for you. And then you can go out to the stands and you can get in and out and watch it from, like, the top of your campers and that. But the hot pass here in Texas, you can actually go right in the garages and walk to the cars. I mean, you can't, like, get in between there and stand at the wheel well when they're working on them, but you can stand behind them while they're working on it. It's pretty cool.
You said restaurants. What restaurants are there at the infield?
Oh, they had a couple name brand ones we didn't worry about eating.
We're talking about, like, trailer trucks or, like, I mean, just... are we talking about Texas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, they had some nicer ones. They had some, like, taco brand stand stuff and...
Okay, but just stands, not like, you know, built-in restaurants. Because it's been a while since I've been there, but I used to have to go there every Friday night for Friday night drags, where you could take your own car down to the Speedway and run drags on Friday nights at the Speedway.
Okay.
And
out of the big one, they have, you know, a smaller track out there. And I'm sure they had, like, a concession stand. Some of these things, they're all... brick and mortar buildings that they have there,
because they took you out on the Speedway. You ran on the Speedway, dragging. I mean, they still do it out there. I'll tell you what. All I can tell you about it though is A, great people watching, and B, the hottest I've ever been in my entire life.
That race back here again. It, like I said, in August, and cars were 140 degrees.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that infield is just right above the core, the core of the mantle. Now, very hot.
Field in Navasota when they play down in the pits over there in Somerville. Those are two hot stadiums.
Oh, the Rock at Somerville, where there is no way there could be a breeze in there. Yes, that is a fun time.
What you call a home field advantage, my friend.
That is not a home field advantage. Everybody loses. Everybody loses out there when it's that. I tell you what, I've never been someplace where it's just like, you know, there was wind blowing and now it's just stale air.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I think maybe the doc got sick and just couldn't come in because maybe he's a Texans fan and, you know, Lumpy's miracle on in Dallas pulled it off yesterday with that extra, you know.
I don't know. I usually get sick on Sunday nights and Monday mornings myself after the weekend, but I'm able to drag my butt in. So I don't know. That NFL hangover.
I don't know who's paying off, but it's working for them.
I had no signal, so I had to get out of the truck, and it's raining, so I'm going to cut it off, guys.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a great week.
All right,
everybody.
You too. Thanks. All right, Stoney there. All right, yeah, if you want to call in, just chit-chat and gab, 979-836-9937. We'll learn something
today. Yeah.
I learned a little bit about the racing today. All I knew was boogity, boogity, boogity. That's the only thing I knew.
Turn left.
Turn left, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess not all the time, though. They have those.
Turn left, Rubbin's Racing.
Rubbin's Racing.
All that good stuff.
Cole Trickle learned me everything I need to know.
You know how I live my life, Craig?
Quarter mile at a time.
Dang right.
Oh, my goodness. On that note, I think we need to take a break here.
Sounds good.
We're taking a break. We'll come back. More Bruins Sports Line is the evening. If you want to call and talk, it's 979-836-9937. We'll get into it. Stoney mentioned it. We were kind of putting it off here, but we'll talk about that Cowboy game and the Texas game as well coming up here on KWHI Brenham Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
An experienced roster led by senior quarterback Kellen Mond.
Kellen! Gone! Touchdown, Aggies!
The expectations are high in College Station.
Do what we know how to do. Let's go to work. Hey, family on three. One, two, three.
Join us Saturday, September 26th as the Aggies open up versus Vanderbilt on your home for Aggies football. The Texas A&M Sports Network.
On AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
Ready for your happy place? We'll be here when you're ready. Visit MoodyGardens.org for attractions tickets, hotel, and golf packages.
Enjoy the Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids, MG3D Theater and 4D Theaters, as well as Colonel Paddle Boat, Reef Rescue Virtual Reality Experience, and the new Dinos Alive exhibit, all at Moody Gardens in Galveston. Tickets, hotel packages, and golfing information available at MoodyGardens.org.
Welcome back once again to the Brenham Sports Line here on KWHI, AM 12 at FM 101.7. Craig Montana being joined by Blake in studio today, filling in for the sports doc who's out of pocket today. And we've got a phone call coming in here this evening to the Brenham Sports Line. Good evening from the Brenham Sports Line tonight. Okay, well, grab a call back if you want to get on and talk to us this evening here on KWHI, AM 12 at FM 101.7. As we mentioned before the break, we're going to come back and talk about yesterday. Big shock in the NFL world yesterday. How the Cowboys came back and grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat.
We're on the other side of that. The Falcons snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
The Falcons. It was a little bit of both. I mean, the Cowboys just, they figured something out, evidently, at some point. And the Falcons, it's just like they just laid down. It's like, we've got this thing in the bag and went on cruise control and just shut down.
Well, I've seen the other end of that. Not that dramatic, but I've seen the other end of that, which is you know, what you saw a lot in the Garrett era, where they would get out on that big lead, and as opposed to, as they say, put your foot on their throat.
Yeah.
You just let off the gas, and next thing you know, you're in a dogfight.
Yeah, and they got it one real fast. We got a phone call here. Good evening on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Craig, I just want to tell you, you know, I agree with Craig. You know, I mean, he got an army behind him on Sunday and Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Enjoying the show.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right. There we go. All right, there we go. 979-836-9937 this evening. But yeah, it's just you know, what the, and then the middle error, the mental error at the end of the game. Cowboys need the onside kick. No timeouts, you know, 2 minutes in the game. And you look at, you know, Zuerlein, he sets up the onside kick. He's like, I even mentioned, it's like, that's not how you're going to, what are you going to do? That's how you do it. You've got to pop it in the air and get there. And he dribbles one down.
Well, let's just be glad that this is the one we needed, because there won't be another one that they get.
No, not like that. The rest of the year. Just watch that ball just sit there and just spin. It's like, it's not going to go 10 yards. And it just kept going and going, and it turned back in away from the sideline, and Atlanta just watched it.
Well, Coach Quinn's been trying to tell people all day yesterday and today that, no, his team did, in fact, know the rules. They're just don't care about them.
Yeah.
I suppose.
The only thing you figure is the way the ball is spinning, that they just did not think it was going to go 10 yards.
I think there's also being afraid of muffing it, because, you know, it looks real easy just to drop on a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an oblong ball made out of a pig. Yeah. Weird things happen.
The funny bounces. They have made some funny bounces throughout the history of the NFL. So, yeah. But still, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things, like, how do you let it go? And then, you know, the Cowboys wind up getting it back, and they drive down, and it's still a, you know, long 48, 49-yard field goal to make. And
that's why you pay a kicker, man.
That's why you get a guy called Greg the Leg.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the things that I liked, though, is, you know, because we've been waiting for this transformation. I said all offseason, the biggest offseason acquisition was addition by subtraction, getting rid of Jason Garrett, getting a hard-nosed coach, but not so much. He's not all the way Parcells. Yeah. He's a player's coach, but he's a tough coach. And kind of like, okay, well, I did not see a disciplined, tough football team out there week one, and I did not see one for two quarters.
That first quarter is probably one of the roughest quarters I've seen as a Cowboy fan in a long time. I mean, the fumble, nobody held on to the ball. You know, everybody was dropping the ball, putting it on the turf yesterday.
But the halftime speech, you know, he went and looked at his guys and said, I don't know about y'all, but this is exactly where I want to be. Because I'm ready to find out who's men and who's not.
Yeah.
What are you made of? are we just going to continue just getting this happening the rest?
Yeah.
Or we're going to find, because I want to find out who the men on this team are. I want to find out who the guys who are made up of something.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, you know, challenging your manhood, if that don't, you know, Garrett wasn't ever going to challenge anybody's manhood.
No.
But if that don't get you right there, somebody just basically said, well, I want to see if we got any men in here.
Yeah.
Any real men who can, like, do men things. If that don't get you motivated right there to put it in his face, then ain't nothing gonna.
Did this victory earn Dak his contract, whatever he wants to get from Jerry?
He, frankly, he's earned his contract just because that's just the way it's going to be.
You think so?
I think so. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think Jerry has to. I mean, when you look at what the difference, the question is, do you think that Dak Prescott is $15 to $30 million better than, and then you start naming players?
Okay, yeah.
Because Derek Carr is going to be available. Jameis Winston is going to be available. Andy Dalton could be extended. I think you can extend Andy Dalton for 3 years for $30 million, and he'd take it. He's already gotten paid. He'll make more money being in endorsements than he's ever made in his career in the 3 years.
Endorsements for the Dallas Cowboys being Dallas Cowboys quarterback.
And
hidden,
you know,
dollars.
If you look at $20 million in savings there, you know, you look at that defense, got some holes, but even bigger because you're having a less athletic quarterback, Tyron Smith is on his last legs. You're going to have to think left tackle.
Tyron Smith, you're going to have to think some other
offensive line issues there. And $20 million, $20 million can solve it very easily.
Tyron Smith, he's liability at this point of his career. Good evening in the Brenham Sports Line tonight.
Hey, Craig. Hey, Blake. How are y'all guys?
We're all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Y'all are touching on a sore subject with quarterback for Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
I don't think he's worth the money he's getting paid now.
Well, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. You're like me. This is Clay.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, and you're a Romo fan like I am.
No, I am not. I'm the biggest Romo hater out there.
You and me both.
Unless we know what type of people I'm dealing with here now.
Oh, come on now.
No, yeah.
I am a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm not a Jerry Jones fan.
Yeah.
Wow. If you can't be a fan of Jerry Jones, then I don't know.
Why?
Hey, man. You hang out with Jerry, you tell me you ain't a Jerry Jones fan. Let me tell you.
Never hung out with Jerry.
I don't know. That's the funnest guy you're ever going to meet in your damn life.
Hey, all right. You take me up there and let's get in that suite, and I'll talk with him. I'll tell him what I think.
Hey, man, here's the thing. Nobody wants to win more than Jerry Jones.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
But if there was a format to win and a way to go about it XYZ, you don't think he would do it? He doesn't know it. And a ton of other teams don't know it either.
Yep.
The argument could be the Patriots know it, or maybe the Patriots just got lucky in the sixth round one year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Yeah. There's arguments. If it was easy to do, everybody'd be doing it, and there'd only be one dynasty. There's been multiple.
Yeah.
And they typically start on players, and, you know, it's the big question with salary cap is, can you say whether a player is that player after 4 years or not? Because after 4 years, what had John Elway done?
Nothing.
Not a lot, yeah.
You know, There's a lot of guys out there that it took them a while to finally get it done. They're very few Troy Aikmans who year four hoisted a Super Bowl trophy over their head. They're very few Staubachs, very few Bradshaws, Joe Montanas. I mean, look how long it took Steve Young to hold one over his head.
Well, once Montana left.
Well, look how long after Montana left did it take him still.
Yeah, but he was just okay, I'm not going to argue with that.
Oh, it's all right.
Hey, I just wish Jerry Jones would fire the general manager and the president and just be the owner.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're as close to that as you're ever going to get.
I tell you what, I think Steven's got more.
Steven Jones and Will McClay are really running the operation right now. Yeah. And that is evident by the fact that your starting free safety is not Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the money they've saved with the restructuring deals, Earl Thomas is not there yet. Yeah.
Earl Thomas not only would have been there now, he would have already been there two seasons ago.
He never made it to Baltimore.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
Of course, the flip side of that is we also would have had Dak Prescott at $25 million a year.
Well, hey, that would have been best, Mike. That's about what he's worth.
Well, that's the thing. You take the good, you take the bad on Jerry. Jerry would have extended, but people would be like, you're crazy. Then a year later, people would be like, well, you just saved us $15 million a year.
Yeah, that's it. So that's all right.
Yeah. So, okay, well, y'all guys have a good evening. Let's hook 'em horns. Go Cowboys. I don't know about the Texans. So.
That's all right. We'll
go Dallas Stars.
Here you go. Go Stars. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Go Dallas Stars. Yeah. our hockey team in Texas. So.
That's it. All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye. All right. There we go.
You don't have to like hockey to be a Stars fan. You just have to be a fan of Pantera.
There we go. Hey, man. That's it.
That's who wrote the Dallas Stars theme song. And I'm telling you, that thing still pumps. Yeah.
Dimebag Darrell.
Stars.
Dimebag Darrell, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P. So, yeah, he mentioned the Texans there. We watched the Texans yesterday. And I don't know. They had 2 weeks against two really tough teams. I mean, you talk about going against the Ravens and the Chiefs, Week 1 and 2. I don't know if you expect it to do much against both of those teams.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien gets a lot of hate. A lot of it he deserves.
He does deserve a lot of it.
He asked for it. This is what he asked for. The old Bill Parcells, you want me to cook the dinner, then you've got to let me go buy the groceries. Well, he's out there buying the groceries. He's doing all that. And it's really just started off to be a bad first three opponents.
Yeah.
The question is, what do you have after that? And the defense, he never really solved anything on the defense. What he did was, more than anything, was pay players that they had and get rid of players that people thought they shouldn't.
That's it. All right, we got to hear good evening, Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, I forgot to give a shout out to the Sports Doc. Get well.
All right, yeah, appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all guys do a good job, but I miss him.
Hey, we do too.
That's it. Hey, tell him to get well if y'all see him. And we'll see you guys later.
Have a good one. Thank you, too. There we go. All right, then. But appreciate the call again. Thinking of the sports talk there. But, yeah, you know, the Texans, I mean, they had some bright spots yesterday. J.J. Watt looked like obviously he found another gear at times yesterday.
Well,
but overall.
I've got some bad news for Texans fans, though. He'll be your coach next year.
You think O'Brien will be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for one thing, he might not, but I mean, they're not going to fire him midseason. He's going to take this all the way, and he's going to try to win. Because here's you really want to be upset about something if you're a Texans fan? You can't tank this year. All you're doing is somebody else a favor, because guess what? You don't have a pick till round 3 again.
Because you traded to DeAndre Hopkins and didn't get anything really in return for it.
You're, again, without a first-round pick.
Yeah.
There's no tanking.
Yeah.
There's not, it does you no good. So you might as well let this guy win as many games, make it rougher on the other teams, make it rougher on Miami.
And honestly, we really haven't seen what they can do yet, because, I mean, the Chiefs' defense isn't the greatest defense, but their offense is just, you know, so powerful. And then, you know, the Ravens together all across. And then this coming up Sunday, you're getting Pittsburgh, who's one of the best defenses in the league again this year. So,
well, I don't know. Let's be honest about one thing. Rookie, first game in the NFL, gut you for 135 yards by himself. You've just paid top five linebacker money to Cunningham. You've got a Hall of Famer in J.J. Watt. You just spent your first pick on Justin Blacklock. Your front seven is what you shouldn't have been worried about. Is your back four that was getting all the coverage.
That's it.
And your front seven got destroyed.
Yeah.
And guess what? They got burnt even worse next week.
Yeah, they did. Well, Blacklock, he was a bonehead yesterday. He got ejected for just being dumb.
But, I mean, it was watching Madden. I mean, Madden is as video game quarterback, just making you look silly.
Oh, yeah, they ran a wildcat, and Mark Ingram just kind of like a little, not even an off tackle, it just ran to the left, and nobody was there.
You know, just when you need to, at the end of the game, you're going to try to have anything, you know, what do? They just ice you on the run. They just ran the ball down your throat to end the game. A fourth down in our own territory, 1 yard? Nah, I think we got this one.
That's it. Hey, and the thing is, being a Cowboys fan, we've seen that many years happen just over and over and over again.
Oh, I remember a game against the Ravens. They did the watch the have a chance to win, and we just got to stop them on 3rd and 1, and the guy breaks off an 80-yard touchdown run.
Yeah. So, I mean, better days are ahead for the Texans fans. You're going into the season 0-2.
You got your quarterback. Yeah. Just remember that. And what we've seen is, so far, the forest is not better than the trees.
Yeah.
You've looked and said, well, if we got Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, Kenny Stills, and Randall Cobb, that's four good wide receivers that Deshaun Watson could pick between any of them. What did Will Fuller do?
I think he had one run for like 7 yards. I think he ran for like 7 yards, but he didn't have a catch yesterday.
Randall Cobb had his best game.
I think Cooks
Kenny Stills home run hitter or nothing really.
Yeah, Cooks went for right at 100, a little over 100 yards,
but not DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins went out again. Yeah.
He went
dominated
for the Cardinals, and he just looked like he was a world beater. Again,
and there is not anybody on this team, including Deshaun Watson right now, that can beat the world.
Unfortunately not, but you figure all the pieces coming together. And eventually they should gel. They get in division play. Things look up a little bit. They get out of these rough, you know, teams. You know, defending Super Bowl champion. You know, one of the best defenses. Another good defense. So,
well, you know, you can't win the Super Bowl in September, yeah, but you can lose it.
Yeah, it's not looking good. All conference games they've lost on top of that, so we'll see what goes on with the Texans this coming up season. Well, tell you what, it's been a fast-paced hour, but I think that's going to do it for us tonight. We've come to a close the Rhythm Sports Line tonight. So
sounds good to me.
Blake, thanks for stepping in and joining me tonight. Really in for the Sports Talk, Ed Pothel. And, of course, again, coming up this Friday night, don't forget the Brenham Cub football this Friday night. Open up their season. They're going to be at home, Magnolia West. Open the season, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame.
Get your tickets online. You got to get your tickets online.
That's right.
Brenham High School if you want to go to that game or any Cub game. Online tickets only. Remember that.
You cannot buy tickets at the gate this year.
You cannot go to any gate.
Yeah.
Can't go to the gym and try to get a ticket. You got to do it online before the game.
There you go. Keep that in mind. This has been the Rhythm Sports Line here on KWHI. Again, brought to us by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Classic Care Cleaners, and U.S. Army. We'll be back again next Monday night.
I need a keg, Mike.
One day. You might get it, man. One day you might get it. But Sports Talk NFL Pothel should be back here next Monday night right here. Rhythm Sports Line, KWHI, AM FM 101.7. Have a great night, everybody.